Good morning, and welcome back to a fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings. We hope you're having a great morning. This morning, Pastor Jeff will share with us another great thought from the Word of God. Pastor Jeff, where will we be musing this morning?
Good morning. Today we'll be in the book of Philippians chapter number 1, beginning in verse number 27. Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel, and in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation, and that of God. For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake, having the same conflict which ye saw in me, and now here to be in me. As I was reading through the book of Philippians this morning, there were many things that caused me to stop and muse for a moment. In verse 27, Paul, writing to the church, stated, "Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel." This is a very important statement for the church and for each of us. I could say it this way, "Let yourself behave as a citizen appropriately for the good message of Jesus Christ." I really mused on this because it placed a great responsibility on every believer in Jesus Christ in the way they act. This is a specific statement of the behavior becoming to a Christian. There is then an expectation that goes along with our salvation. It is not just being saved, but that salvation brings with it a new life in Christ, and thus a behavior that is becoming of that new life. I had to ask myself this morning the question as I thought on these things. What is the behavior becoming to the gospel of Jesus Christ? As I continue reading in Philippians, Paul answered this question beautifully. In chapter 2 and verse 4 we read, "Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross." So my behavior, as a Christian, should be vastly different than the behavior of the unsaved. This behavior is a selfless, humble, submissive mindset to God. This is where I am to be as a believer in Christ. I am to have the mind of Christ, for that is what is becoming to the gospel of Christ. Again, this creates in me a responsibility to live differently for my Savior.
The preceding program was produced by Dr. Jeff Harris, pastor, author, and chaplain. Please tune in again tomorrow morning for another fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings.